Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, According to Your Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
You need to remind yourself, when you look at your plate today, this is here because of words.
Yes. Right. Wow. That's right.
The reason I'm eating is because God said something.
That's right.
God said something, and I'm having a meal.
Wow.
So what I can touch and put in my mouth and chew is made out of things you can't see.
Right.
Keep going. There's an evening and there's a morning, day three.
Right.
Thousands of years ago, no scientist knew this. Nobody knew this.
Right. No.
They would have said it was morning.
Right.
And don't go too far, you'll fall off.
Yeah.
God
said,
let luminaries be in the expanse of the heavens to make a separation between the day and the night. And they've been for signs and for seasons and days and years. And they've been luminaries in the expanse of heavens to give light upon the earth. And it is so. And God maketh the two great luminaries, the great luminary for the rule of the day and the small luminary and the stars for the rule of the night. Every time you see the sun, you need to say words. God spoke that into existence. Every time you look up at the moon and see it reflecting the sun, God spoke that into existence. Keep going. And God gives them the expanse of the heavens to give light upon the earth. And to rule over day and over night. And to make a separation between the light and the darkness. And God sees that it is good.
Amen.
He said, lights be. Then he said, that's good.
That's right.
I like it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
There is an evening. There is a morning, day four. And God
said.
How did it happen? And God
said.
What did Jesus say? If you had faith, as a mustard seed, you would
say.
You would say. Jesus said, have God's faith. Have the faith of God and have it like He has it. Do it like He does it. What? If you would say to this mountain. And don't doubt, but believe what you say. Happens, you'll have what you say.
Right.
Let people mock. Let them make fun. Don't take it personally. They're making fun of what Jesus said.
Right.
They're making fun of this.
Right.
They're making fun of the Word. And there's a reason why people are so motivated to stay away from this or to scoff at it or mock it. It's because the devil is afraid of this. He is afraid that you're going to find out
right.
how to do this. And you're going to mess up his playhouse.
That's right.
You're going to stop his business.
Right.
That you will learn how to stand up in the middle of what he's doing and say, no. I command you to stop it in Jesus' name. You stop in your operations. You cease in your maneuvers. I bind you in Jesus' name. And him not be able to do a thing about it except stop. No wonder he fights it so hard. God said, let the waters teem. And God said, let the waters teem. Teem with living creatures and fowl. Let them fly on the earth and the face of the expanse of the heavens. Every bird you see, you need to think, a word spoke that into existence. A whale, shark, a dolphin, a brim, a catfish. Why do catfish exist? Why do sharks and dolphins and whales, why do they exist? And shrimp and crabs. Why do they exist? Blackbirds, robins, bluebirds, eagles, hawks. Why do they exist? Tell me how they got here. Come on. At this point, there is a planet, there is a continent out of the water, there's a sun, there's a moon, there are no animals. And God
said.
Said. let the waters teem with living creature. Do they teem?
Yes.
And let fowl fly in the expanse of the heavens. He's talking about the lower atmosphere here. He saw it in himself. He saw all these whales and these sharks and all these fish and these shrimp and these coral reefs. And he saw all of that. All that was in him. And when he was ready, he released his faith and he spoke it into existence. He saw the birds. He saw all these migratory flocks. He saw all these tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands. He saw the waterfowl. He saw the geese in formation. He saw it all in him. And he said, basically, birds become, fowl become. And then what happened next? Out of spirit that you couldn't see came matter. And not just matter, living beings. What kind of Father do we have? What kind of God do we have that speaks a living creature into existence with His words? You know whose image you're made in? God prepares great monsters. That's the literal word. That's talking about, well, you ever been close to a whale? You feel like you're by a monster. Every living creature that's creeping, the waters have teemed with after their kind. Every fowl and wing after its kind. And God sees it all that it is
good.
Keep reading. Keep reading. And God
blessed.
How did He bless them?
Saying.
How did He bless them?
Saying.
They're here. They're amazing. They're wonderful. But what needs to happen now? They need to be self-perpetuating. All this doesn't need to be over in one generation. It needs to keep going. So God blessed them. When He wanted to multiply things, to increase things, what did He do? Begged for more money. What did He do? When you want things to increase and expand, what do you do? What do you do? Come on, what do you do? You need to believe it in your heart and you need to speak over it. You need to speak over your business, over your affairs. Is that right? Speak to it. Quit saying I never have enough. Quit saying everything costs too much. Quit saying everything's so tight. You're cursing yourself, limiting yourself. You need to say, my money's increasing. My income is increasing. Oh, somebody needs to say it. You really need to say it. Say it out loud.
My income is increasing.
Substantially.
Yes.
Now here's the bottom line. Do you believe that?
Yes.
Do you believe that?
Yes.
Then don't doubt it.
Yes.
Don't doubt it, but believe that what you just said has released something spiritual into your life that's already beginning to grow and have an effect.
Yes.
That's something you have to struggle with or exert yourself to try to. The faith does it.
Yes.
And once you've released it, it keeps working.
Amen.
So He said, back up, He said, be fruitful and multiply and fill the waters in the seas and the fowl let multiply in the earth. And there is an evening at one place, and there is a morning on the other side of the world, day five. Keep going. And God
said,
let the earth bring forth the living creature after its kind, cattle, creeping thing, beast of the earth after his kind. And it is so, or else you'd have never had a steak in your whole life. And God makes the beast of the earth after his kind and the cattle after his kind, every creeping thing of the ground after its kind. And God looks at buffalo and elephants and tigers. And he said, I like it.
Yes, it's good.
It's good. Keep going. And God
said.
You got the planet. You got the sun, the moon, the stars. You got the giant continent. You got the birds. You got the fish. You got the cows and the elephants. Ain't a man on the planet. Not one human being. Until God said, let us make man in our image. And the scriptures say the angels said, what? In his own image? Like himself? What are we using for a pattern for this one, God? I'm going to use myself. You making them like you? And all the angels went, what is a man? According to our likeness, and I'm going to let them rule over everything I've made, over the fish of the sea, the fowl of the heavens, the cattle of the earth, every creeping thing that's creeping. Wonder how he intended that his man that he created in his image rule what he had created. Exactly the same way that he created it. With words. With faith. Living by faith. Walking by faith. Keep going. And God prepares the man in his image. In the image of God, he prepared him. When it says three times in two verses, this is a big deal. This is a very big deal. He prepared him, a male and a female. He prepared them. And God
blessed
them. How did he bless them?
Said.
At this point, shortly after this point, there's two human beings. I see more than two in here.
Yes.
I said, I see more than two in here.
Yes.
7 billion. Wow. This is how you got here. Are you reading the verse? Say it out loud. This is how I got here. It goes all the way back to this. God looked at his man that he later made male and female, and he said, be fruitful, multiply, fill up the earth, subdue it, rule over the fish of the sea, rule over the fowl of the heavens, rule over every living thing that's creeping upon the earth. Oh, hallelujah. And you and I are supposed to be ruling and reigning in life by Christ Jesus. How do kings rule and reign? If they want a ditch dug, they don't look for a shovel. They decree a thing. Is that right?
That's right.
We're made in His image and likeness. God does not have to do things physically to make them happen. Now we're still in this earth and we got to do some things physically for about that much longer. Then it's all going to change. But even now, we get to operate in a measure of this. Jesus said, have God's faith. Have the faith of God, then told us exactly how to release it.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, According to Your Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.
Be to God who gives me